This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A federal court order vacating certain water crossing permits for oil and gas pipelines will stand for now. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has denied a request from the Trump administration, TC Energy, and other energy companies to lift a judge's order pending appeal. Victoria Wicks has more.
The Keystone XL pipeline is routed to cross around 700 bodies of water in Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska. Federal Judge Brian Morris ruled in April that a fast-track permit used by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did not adequately consider endangered species and their habitat. Judge Morris then invalidated Nationwide Permit 12 for oil and gas pipelines. The Trump administration and energy companies immediately appealed to the Ninth Circuit and asked the appeals court to lift the ruling. That request has been denied. Attorney Anthony Swift is director of the Natural Resources Defense Council's Canada Project.
Unless there's a court decision reversing the Ninth Circuit, you know, the Keystone pipeline, for the most part, it's in limbo.
Swift says TC Energy could apply for a more stringent Corps of Engineers permit under the Clean Water Act, but that is a transparent process that takes time and requires consultation and public input. He says the pipeline ostensibly could still be built where it doesn't cross water, but it's not likely.
And from a practical perspective, you know, it would be very difficult to move forward with construction on 700 segments without those clean water permits.
The water permits remain vacated while the case moves through the Ninth Circuit, which has scheduled the filing of briefs until late September. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
The Native American Rights Fund and the University of Colorado Law School have teamed up and launched a new online legal resource to help tribal self-determination efforts during the COVID-19 pandemic. Christine Trudeau reports.
The new site hosts resources for applying human rights protections through the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, aimed at assisting tribal leadership, lawyers, judges, and council members. University of Colorado Law School professor Karen Carpenter says amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, rights to ensure health protections for tribal citizens is at risk.
We've seen, for example, some tribes trying to set checkpoints or provide food and supplies for their members, and sometimes the neighboring or surrounding governments are not entirely supportive of those efforts, to put it mildly. But those are cases where Indigenous people's rights are really at stake. I mean, tribes have jurisdiction over their land, they have sovereignty, and they need those rights to be protected so that they can take care of their members now more than ever.
Carpenter says the site at un-declaration.narf.org will expand their resource offerings more this summer with interactive webinars and model tribal codes and more. I'm Christine Trudeau.
The story is a collaboration with National Native News and the Solutions Journalism Network. Members of the American Indian Movement gathered in Minneapolis, Minnesota Thursday to make a public statement of support to the community and family of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody this week. Co-directors of AIM say the movement was founded in the 1960s in response to police brutality in the Minneapolis area, which they say continues today. The group is calling for peace and encouraging community leaders and organizations in the Minneapolis metro area to do the same. After Floyd's death sparked days of protest, which have included violence, looting, and arson. About 10 members of the American Indian Movement spoke during a press conference live streamed on social media, offering support but calling for an end to the violence. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP CommunityConnections.org that connects you to help in your community and enables you to join or organize your own online mutual aid group, share ideas, and help your family, neighbors, and those most affected by COVID-19.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.